Hi, everyone, and welcome to another podcast and another episode at Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia. And in today's episode, we have a very special guest. He's one of the first people that I ever heard speaking live at Life University. So he definitely impacted my whole career, my whole choosing Life University. We have Dr. Eric Plasker. Thank you for being here today with us.
Well, thank you. What an honor. And it's nice to know that I was a part of your story.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely were. And throughout my time here, you were always so open for us as students to just reach out and just ask questions, be inspired, and almost guide us through the uncertainty of this journey of becoming a chiropractor.
Well, life was so good to me. So, I mean, and I say LifeU was so good to me. It wasn't even LifeU at the time. It was Life Chiropractic College at the time. But what I love is the culture of Life University and how, as it's become a university, that culture has just become more and more grounded in those principles that 36 years later after graduation, 37 years later after graduation, still apply to how I live my life.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. And that's some of the things that we are aiming to share with the world through this podcast. And I want to ask you, I want to know, what led you to become part of the healthcare industry? What inspired you to become part of this industry, but also of as a chiropractor?
Well, I originally was wanting to get into the healthcare industry. I was very active in sports, baseball, basketball, football, better in some than others. And I was playing football, high school football at 15, got injured, went to the emergency room. They took me to the emergency room where they said, listen, take these drugs and don't play for 30 days.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wow, are you kidding me? I want to play. 30 days not playing?
Yeah, how dare you?
I want to play. So I said, Mom, we do whatever it takes, we have to do it. And she said, well, let's go see a chiropractor. I said, okay, great. So I went the next day to a chiropractor. Yeah. He adjusted me, Ernie Landy, Spring Valley, New York. He adjusted me and I played that afternoon without any pain. And I knew from that moment I wanted to be a chiropractor. Oh. So it was, I got to see in a moment of need.
Yeah.
Two different sides,
right?
From drugs don't play to get on the field and never have another injury and perform at your highest level. And it's like, you know what? I drank the Kool-Aid and it's never let me down.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I actually did not know the story before.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think our stories are very similar in that sense, where we're able to see both the realms within a short period of time. And then knowing that, you know, you want healthcare, but the one that speaks to you chooses you no matter what.
Yeah. No question about it. So it was an exciting time to make that decision so early on.
Mm-hmm. And that's what also allows you to inspire us during our time here. And with inspiring us during our time here, I would love for people to know a little bit more about 100-year lifestyle. Talk to us about what is that? What does it mean to you? All of it.
Well, so my books, The 100-Year Lifestyle, I've been very fortunate. That story and that message, it was the first ever in that model to be spoken in the world, I believe. And it is booming now more than ever. And I never planned for it. Actually, the 100-year lifestyle, I had a 100-year-old patient that changed my life. In my practice, I had babies, kids, and families, took care of them, and they all responded. And then when a 100-year-old man came in and responded, and it changed his life, and then he came back right before he passed to say thank you and give me a hug. It got me thinking about, hey, if you knew you'd live to 100, how would you change your life today? And how would you live your life differently? And so I looked at over a decade of studying what made people live and function at their highest level for a lifetime. We call it living at 100% for 100 years, not rotting away as human preservatives in nursing homes. Every community, there are assisted living centers on every single corner filled with generations of people that were blindsided by their extended life.
Yeah.
And so many of my chiropractic friends and the people that live in this holistic 100-year lifestyle realm, they're functioning at very high levels throughout their lifetime. And that's, I'll tell you what's funny. As a 60-year-old man, people are listening to me now more than ever. No medication, no drugs, no surgeries, and just really able to enjoy myself and our patients the same way, and people all over the world the same way. So we're changing people's perspective on longevity and what's possible.
Wow. And if you had to recap into maybe three things for people to focus on when they're doing that change, what would be those three things that you would say? Okay, one, two, three.
Okay, so simple. Ready? So we have three life-changing principles that are a part of the 100-year lifestyle. The first principle is called the magnet principle, and it's change is easy, thinking about change is hard. So the more you just, oh, should I, shouldn't I, will drive you nuts.
Yeah.
But when you make the change that you know you need to make, not the change your wife or your husband or your spouse or your mother thinks you need to make, but the change that you need to make, literally the world, like a magnet, will bring to you what you want. So that's the first one. It's the magnet principle. The second one, change comes one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. It's the persistent principle. And so it takes persistence. And every time you're faced with a choice, make that choice with that change that you know you needed to make. Make that choice with that change in mind, which brings me to life-changing principle number three, which is if you're going to make a change, make it with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. Think long-term. We have so many short-term, quick-fix, cool-chasing ridiculousness out there in the world that's here today and gone tomorrow.
Trendy, trend, goodbye, hello, goodbye, right?
But really, you know, if you're going to be enduring and you're going to live for 80, 90, 100 years or beyond, you don't want to just be here today, gone tomorrow. You want to be enduring and lasting. And that's what really the 100-year lifestyle is all about.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. Yeah. I need to write those down. And if you're not taking notes, take notes.
Take notes.
I have my notes here talking about notes because I would like to know what are some of those important things that maybe prospective students that are even thinking about healthcare in general, not necessarily Life University, not necessarily chiropractic, healthcare in general, and generally, what are some of those things that they're going to face, challenges and benefits of being in this industry?
Well, it's very interesting because when you use the word healthcare, I think there's really only one healthcare industry, and that is the chiropractic, nutrition, holistic industry. The other is a crisis care industry. So if you want to get into healthcare, choose healthcare versus disease treatment or treat conditions. Healthcare. In our world, we have a lot of people that come in with a lot of different problems that are diagnosed with a lot of different problems, but we take a totally different approach that is really all about health. It's not just the absence of symptoms. And it's very interesting. We took an x-ray of a patient and we showed her today and her neck, her upper neck was really tender to the touch. And she's 70 years old. And I showed her her x-rays and I said, Elaine, you look here on your x-ray, see these really bad rotted away bones. And here's a really good one. Okay, which one do you think is the one that hurts you the most when I touch it? And she said, wow, it's the good one. I said, yeah, it's the good one. You know why? She said, because it's protecting me. It's doing extra work. I said, exactly. And so many times that symptom treatment world and disease treatment world just keeps people in a cycle over and over again, where the people in our world, in the chiropractic world, in the healthcare world, in the holistic world, the vitalistic world, let me tell you something. We are changing people's lives and they are getting healthy. They are staying healthy and they are functioning at very high levels. So I think that's a fundamental foundation of the choice that you're going to make. And so so you make that choice and pursue it. And the challenges that you face are being consistent every day and not being, there's a lot of cool chasing in healthcare too. So don't be a cool chaser. The principles that we learned at Life University, those core principles about chiropractic and vitalism, I have never had to waver in 36 years, never had to waver. I've never had to apologize for any one of them. They are always true. They are lasting purpose, like we talk about, and it's fantastic. So if you want to live that kind of life where you don't have to constantly clean up messes after yourself because trends change, then there's no, you know, this is the place to be, honestly.
I love that. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the principles.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Yes, indeed. And the body will always be self-healing, self-regulating as long as there's no interference.
Reach. I love
it.
I do have one more question for you. And I think this is a big one and it's very impactful. What advice would you give a new or prospective Life University student on how to succeed in their studies, but not just in their studies once they get out?
It's a great question. I think that anytime you make a decision that is important for your life, you really have to go all in if you want to get the most out of it.
Yes.
So my suggestion would be is that you go all in and allow yourself to change. So many times, we just talked about change, right? Change is easy, thinking about change is hard. Well, you come to whatever university, whatever school, whatever career, there's going to be the old you that got you there and then the new you that is invented and reinvented as a result of what you learn and who you choose to become as a professional, as a doctor, if you choose that path, or as a master's or PhD or as a graduate. You're going to have to change
Yeah.
And if you commit to the change and you allow your environment, you choose it, you're conscious, but you allow yourself to become that person, you will really do much better than if you want to do like you did in undergrad or high school and party your butt off every night and then try to be a, you know, at some point you mature into that person.
It's an evolution.
Yeah, it is an evolution. It's definitely an evolution. And to acknowledge that evolution and to embrace that evolution, to choose that evolution and to not let the world that is not evolving with you hold you back, I think is one of the greatest challenges that you will probably have to overcome. And you can do that without giving up all those relationships. You just have to teach them who you are and who you've become and bring that person with you everywhere you go.
I love that. And I love that. And that touches home very, very deeply because there was a completely different version of Veronica graduated versus Veronica that still lived in Puerto Rico at home. And I had that beautiful conversation out of a place of love and vulnerability with my family where you get to know and meet this new version of Veronica. And it doesn't mean that the other one doesn't exist. It means that it grows. And that's because we allowed ourselves and the environment at Life University allows you to also evolve into that. It's not frowned upon. It's actually celebrated. The fact that the university has that openness and that lasting purpose to allow you to be who you are, it's absolutely magical.
Absolutely. Which is why I keep coming back. And I'm lucky that I live so close by. But if it wasn't what we just talked about, I wouldn't come back over and over again. So, and I wouldn't have sent my kids here. And so I think that's a big point. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today with us. How can people contact you? How can people reach you?
If you want to reach me, you can go to 100yearlifestyle.com, the number 100yearlifestyle.com, or you can email me, drplasker@100yearlifestyle.com. And we're always available. Honestly, we just, as you know, you said it right up front, and we'd love to hear from you. So, and maybe you'll be a colleague one day.
Maybe.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and coming out and sharing your knowledge and your love and your vulnerability with all of us. Thank you guys for being with us one more time. I ask that you subscribe so that you are aware of the following episodes and leave us a review. Let us know who do you want to have on the podcast on the next time. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you, Dr. Plasker.
Thank you.